Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the art of making authentic chicken teriyaki. Buckle up, Buttercup, because this is going to be a flavorful ride.
Ooh, I'm already drooling. Teriyaki is my weakness. But isn't it like everywhere? What's so special about this recipe?
That's where you're wrong, my friend. We're not talking about that gloppy, overly sweet stuff. This is inspired by Japanese tradition. Skin on chicken, seared to perfection, with a glaze that adds depth, not just sugar.
Skin on? Interesting. Usually I see it skinless. Why the difference?
The skin is key. It protects the chicken during the searing process, keeping it juicy and adding a layer of flavor. We're using thighs, lots of collagen for extra moisture, but we're boning them because we're cutting them into chopstick-friendly pieces. We're also trimming some of the excess skin and fat.
Smart! So it's all about maximizing that flavor and texture. What about the glaze? Is it just soy sauce and sugar?
Nope. This isn't your average teriyaki. We're building layers. First, the chicken gets a quick toss with sake and cornstarch. Sake for savory depth, cornstarch for protection, and glaze adhesion.
Ooh, I see. Protecting the chicken and helping the glaze stick. Genius.
Exactly. Now the glaze itself is soy sauce, sake again, for complexity, sugar, and a secret ingredient, ginger juice. We're not using the ginger itself, just the juice, strained for a smooth, bright flavor without any fibrous bits.
Ginger juice? That's a new one. I usually just grate it in. So how do we cook this masterpiece?
Hot skillet, medium heat, vegetable oil. Skin side down. Don't overcrowd, though our expert did a little. And let it sizzle for 6 to 8 minutes until beautifully browned. A splatter screen is your friend here. Things can get a bit enthusiastic.
Noted. Splatter screen at the ready. Then what?
Flip it. Quick sear on the other side. Just a minute or two, then remove the chicken. Pour off the excess fat. Wipe the skillet clean. Back with the chicken. Add the glaze and let it reduce to a maple syrup consistency. 1 to 2 minutes. And a final pro tip, strain the glaze again for extra smoothness.
Wow, attention to detail is key. So we're talking perfect chicken, rich glaze. What's the serving suggestion?
Steamed white rice is a must, and a bit of watercress or mizuna adds a fresh, peppery counterpoint to the salty, sweet teriyaki. Drizzle some extra glaze over the rice and greens. It's a flavor explosion.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm making this tonight. Thanks for sharing the secrets to amazing teriyaki.
Absolutely. And thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.
Bye-bye.